This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, it is hump day, and I have something special planned for you tonight, especially because I was gone yesterday. So let me just lay out for you how the show is going to go. Some are going to love this, some are going to hate it, and I really don't care either way. This is how the show is about to go. The CR, the continuing resolution, the spending bill, what's going on in the House of Representatives. We're going to have a long talk about that to open the show, the who, what, when, where, and why. Might make you feel better, might make you feel worse, but we have to have a little chat about that, and we are going to in just a moment. That's hour one. Hour two, you can set all that stuff aside. It's history time. I'm not going to give away yet what the history story is about tonight. It begins 1 hour from now. I will say it involves chopping off people's ears. So if you want to hang out for a nice little history rewind, you might want to do that. I'm going to take a long time telling a wonderful story, and I don't care who likes it or not. If I have time after the history story, and I assume I will, but if I have time, I'll get to probably some illegal immigration stuff, some of the January 6th stuff, emails, voicemails, all that and so much more. But it's going to be screaming about the CR and then history time tonight. That is what's coming on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let's begin talking about what's happening, why it's happening. Why are they passing a 1,500-page bill? Why is this garbage in there? Why is that garbage in there? And we'll discuss the various types of garbage shortly. But I want you first, I want you to walk with me through something. Just a little analogy here. Just walk with me, okay? I started Jesse Kelly's Burgers. You've heard me talk about this before, but this is a burger chain I started. And it started small. Okay, this was, we'll call it 60 years ago. I wasn't even alive, of course, but 60 years ago, I came up with the greatest burger recipe ever, and I started Jesse Kelly's Burger Restaurant. And it went from one to two to soon in my hometown, we'll call it Houston. Soon there were 10 locations. Wow, 10 locations, Jesse Kelly's Burgers. That's pretty big. So we're talking about a fairly decent-sized company now. But then, just like McDonald's or Burger King or Taco Bell, Little Caesars, it blew up nationally. People started tasting it from around the country. These burgers are amazing. And I was an ambitious person 60 years ago, and the company begins to grow and grow and grow. And the company gets as big as McDonald's. There's a Jesse Kelly's Burgers everywhere you go in the country. And if you visit Singapore, you can eat at one in the airport. That's how big Jesse Kelly's Burgers becomes. Fortune 500 company, one of the biggest food companies in the world. That's how big Jesse Kelly's Burgers has gotten. But two things have happened over the last 60 years with Jesse Kelly's Burgers. Remember, this is going somewhere. It's gonna pertain to Congress. That's one. Two, this is a fake story. There's no Jesse Kelly's Burgers. But something has happened over the last 60 years of this fake restaurant story. Me, the CEO of Jesse Kelly's Burgers. I have gotten rich off of these delicious cheeseburgers. And I've kind of stopped caring about the company. I'm still the CEO, but I don't want to go to work. I don't want to deal with profit loss sheets and hiring and firing and taxes and regulations and this and that. I want to go to the Mediterranean. I want to eat Little Caesar's crazy bread on my 100-foot yacht in the Mediterranean. Don't bother me. So I'm a negligent CEO. And as my negligence has persisted, Jesse Kelly's Burgers has become a heroin business as well. It started with one chain. They figured out, hey, if we could, we have all these people coming in. What if we started quietly marketing heroin to these people? What if we'll sell it out the back? And that began with one chain, and soon it bled into the other chains. And now this huge Fortune 500 company not only sells delicious cheeseburgers, they are invested in black tar heroin. And this has been going on for years and years and years. And what's happened is the company has sold heroin. It's done something bad, something evil for so long that it's how everyone in the company makes a living. The chief, the head accountant, Chris, we'll call him. He's the head of finance for the company. His salary, judging by what the company should be selling burgers, should be $500,000 a year. But because heroin is part of it, Chris makes $2 million a year. We have a guy, he's in marketing, Corey. Judging by the size of the company, he should also be making $500,000. He also makes $2 million a year because there's so much heroin money. But it goes beyond just Chris and Corey, you see. Our delivery drivers, we have drivers going to and fro delivering the buns and cheese and burgers, but they've discovered they can also deliver heroin on the routes. And now the delivery driver who used to make $10 an hour, now he makes $55 an hour on the average because of heroin. The cashier in the restaurant, he's just a minimum wage employee making $7-$8 an hour. That's what he should be. That's what he was making at McDonald's before he came to my company. But now, because he slipped some heroin to people, now he makes $30 an hour. The manager of the franchises, he's highly invested in heroin. He's a manager of one franchise. He makes 50, 60 grand a year normally if he was selling something else. But now that he's selling heroin, he makes 200 grand a year. So the cashiers, the delivery drivers, Chris, Corey, everybody, year after year after year of heroin, 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 they have built their existence, their professional lives on the trafficking of heroin. And this wasn't a one-off. It wasn't a one-month thing. This is decades, 30, 40 years of heroin trafficking. Every single level of the company, from the C-suite to the cashier to the delivery drivers, is highly invested in the distribution of black tar heroin. And then back to me. Remember, I'm the fat, lazy CEO now who doesn't want to work anymore. I finally decide one day, you know what? I'm done with all this CEO nonsense. I built this great company, but I'm ready to pass it down. In fact, I'm going to pass it down to my son. My youngest son, Luke, he's really shown an interest in business, and he's been out there in the business world, and he's been revamping companies and turning companies around, and he's just one of these hardworking, super sharp, motivated guys, and he's grown enough, he's experienced enough. I'm going to hand the company over to Luke. He will be the new CEO. I know that's not how it works with CEOs, but anyway, I'm going to hand the company to Luke. Luke Kelly, you are officially the CEO. And let's say Luke is the best. Razor sharp. Good to go. And he's honest. A good person. He doesn't believe in selling drugs. Doesn't believe in screwing people over. Doesn't believe in breaking the law. So Chris walks into this organization that was good at one point, now is completely corrupt and evil. And Luke walks in as CEO, not Chris. Luke walks in as CEO, and he wants to change things. He wants to get out of the heroin business. Let's just get back to meat, cheese, and buns, guys. Chipotle, Tabasco, little garlic powder. Let's just get back to burgers, shall we? Let me ask you something. Decades and decades and decades of heroin becoming ingrained in the Jesse Kelly Burger Company. How quick and how easy is it going to be for Luke, the new CEO, to get Jesse Kelly Burgers out of heroin? Is it even possible for a person to come in? Now, he's the chief executive, right? He's not a God king. He's the chief executive. But is it even possible? I mean, he sits down at his corporate board meeting. Let's say there's 20 people on the board. And every single person in that board meeting, every one of them, they all are filthy, filthy rich. Not because of Jesse Kelly's burgers, but because of the Jesse Kelly heroin business on the side. From the boardroom, to the cashier, to the delivery driver, to the franchise manager, and everyone in between invested in heroin. How quick and easy is it going to be for Luke to get out of the heroin business? Let's have a discussion about this CR, this continuing resolution, Mike Johnson, our government, how things work, why they work that way, why DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, might even in the end be a bad thing. I will explain all this on the Jesse Kelly Show, and then we're doing history about 45 minutes from now. Before we do that, let's get your T levels up, because I don't want to sell you heroin. I want you to be healthy. I want you to feel good. I want your mind to work better in 2025 than it has in years. Instead of getting home from work and dying to kick your shoes off and just put your feet up, I want you to be so full of pep and energy, you take the old lady or your husband out dancing that night. You're feeling good when you make the kids dinner. That's what chalk can do for you. That's what natural herbal supplements from Chalk can do for you. When you get the high quality ones in your body and you get the things in your body is craving, your entire life gets better. Your freaking skin looks better. Your eyes work better. Your mind works better. I take a male vitality stack every single day and I always will. Go get a subscription. CHOQ.com. Huge discounts on subscriptions. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. So keeping you updated, yes, I am aware that we think as of the last hour and a half, 2 hours, that continuing resolution, the one as written, was dead, or at least it's dying. Let's set that aside for a moment, because I'm telling you right now, they're going to pass something horrible, and we're going over the why this happens. And in fact, this is going to come back to this DOGE, this Department of Government Efficiency, the one Elon and Vivek are running, and I'm going to explain why that may end up being a bad thing inadvertently in the end. But so we just talked about the massive criminal organization that was, I used Jesse Kelly's burgers selling heroin, but obviously it didn't take a genius to figure out. I was talking about the United States government. What is the heroin when it comes to the United States government? Well, the United States government, they got hooked on the heroin money, and that is your money. Our government fell into the same trap most governments fall into over time. Over time, the people of countries will start to separate themselves from politics. They'll get obsessed with bread and circuses, the daily life that we all live, and they will ignore politics. And as soon as people do that, people who occupy government, in and around government, it doesn't have to be actually government employees, but in and around government, they will figure out the public treasury is a huge, huge pot of money, and they can steal it all. Now, where is this going? Why do we have these continuing resolutions, even though this one might be dead? Why does this happen? Well, we've had decades of things happening within our government to ensure that no one can stop the scam. It's not just that they have a scam going, it's that they know they have a scam going. And the whole idea is, if we happen to get a new CEO, we don't want him to be able to stop the looting of the treasury. How do we avoid that? Here's a great example. This is Representative Andrew Clyde is his name, and he's talking about Trump and spending cuts. Listen to this.
Well, the power of impoundment has been a presidential authority literally for the first two centuries, 200 years of our country. And then in 1974, Congress passed the Impoundment Control Act, which seriously limited the president's ability to cut spending. Or, I mean, think of it like this, Maria. If Congress appropriates $10 million for a specific program, and then the president can accomplish that program with $7 million and save $3 million of it, save 30%, shouldn't he have the authority to do that?
But he doesn't. And did you hear Congress pass the law? What are some other things that are in this CR, whether or not it actually passes? 72 pages for Pandemic Preparedness Response Act. What do those include? Vaccine mandates, vaccine passports, all kinds of the worst stuff. Why would they include that in a CR? Because that stuff is at risk with Donald Trump coming in, with the Doge, the Elon Musk stuff coming in. That's the kind of thing they might look at. Well, vaccine mandates create vast quantities of wealth for big pharma. So what do? You can't leave it up in the air. That's our heroin. That's our heroin money. So you throw it in a CR to guarantee the money starts coming, or the money keeps coming, no matter what. Why did Congress put a pay raise in there for itself? Why are there things like funding for new bio labs in there? Why are they continuing to fund government censorship for another year? There's something that's being sued because they believe in government censorship. And that organization, that department of the government, it gets funding for another year under this CR. You know what else is in this CR? You see, they're worried about Liz Cheney and the January 6th committee and all the crimes they committed. You know what someone threw in this CR? Someone threw in there that Congress's data, emails, text messages, things like that, are essentially blocked. Nobody can get into them. No one can look at them. Why do they try to pass things like this? Why did Mike Johnson go from saying things like this back in September to trying to get this
passed? But overall, with the CR, as our leader just noted, we have broken the Christmas omni, and I have no intention of going back to that terrible tradition. So there won't be a Christmas omnibus, as somebody asked.
But that's, of course, exactly what this is. It's not called an omnibus. It's a CR, but it's the same thing. Why would he go back on that? Because he believes his business is government. He said it several times. Well, we have to govern. We really need to govern. People expect us to govern. And as soon as that's your mentality, you will lose. Because the people in and around government, they are only there to bloodsuck the money from your wallet. And every single thing they do is about angling for that end. That's why these things happen all the time. A constant CR over and over and over and over again. It's all about looting you and your money. That's why they do it. Now, how do we change that? And why, in fact, I'll get to this next, this Department of Government Efficiency we all love, I love it too, Elon Musk and Vivek, they're going to cut some things. Why I think it might potentially be a horrible idea. Next.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. Do not forget, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So back to what we were discussing here. CR after CR after CR. Remember, it's just been nothing but that. Any CR is a scandal. We have been conditioned to accept them now. A continuing resolution is for emergency purposes only. World War III type stuff. We don't have time. Just pass it. Why do they keep doing it? Because our entire government is full of gutless loser cowards who don't want to cut a dime. They don't want to own anything in the budget. So, well, just keep doing what we were doing. People won't be that mad about that. And that brings me to DOGE. DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, which I love. Elon Musk, Vivek, they're going to get in there and they're going to cut government spending. We're going to cut this department. We're going to cut that department. We're going to cut this department. Well, remember what we just talked about, this gigantic criminal organization known as the United States government. Remember how we talked about it's been decades of them enshrining into law, shielding themselves from any harm and ensuring they can continue to pillage your money without end. Decades of doing this. And then Trump wins an election and Elon Musk is involved. And here we have Elon Musk. He has this history of slashing waste from companies. He famously bought Twitter and fired 80% of the employees. And Trump and Elon are best buds now. And Trump and Elon get together and they're like, hey, let's start a whole new department of government efficiency, and then we'll start cutting spending, which I love to hear and you love to hear. That's good. Good. Yes, we're all on board with that. However, look at what they just tried to do to you and me earlier today. And they're going to end up passing a CR that's horrible. Just Chris, go ahead and write that one down. Chris, write that one down, even though I actually don't even know if that's necessary. Everyone knows they're going to pass one that's horrible. But that horrible CR they tried to pass earlier, which still was going to pass in some form. Why did they do it? Well, we just talked about it. Decades of them protecting the scam, protecting the criminal organization that is the government. Do you believe they're going to let some billionaire CEO and his little buddy Vivek, do you think they're all just going to say, yeah, come on in and end my scam? Hey, I've got this great thing going here. I've got this organization I'm funding with taxpayer money, and they're giving me all kinds of kickbacks. Hey, Elon, come cut this, would you please? Or do you think judges are going to step in and stop it? Do you think Congress is going to step in and stop it? Do you think the various bureaucratic agencies are going to step in and stop it when the entire United States government has become a criminal organization completely dedicated to blood-sucking the money out of your wallet? Do you think they're going to see Elon Musk walk through the door and say, whoa, we're finished now. I guess the scam's over, guys. Or do you think the bank robbery crew and our government might just put a stop to some of that? Now, I'm applauding the effort, and I hope they can cut anything. Any cuts would be good. But here's why I say DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, might be a horrible thing in the end. I'll put it to you this way. I want you to imagine that I want to hurt kids, the neighborhood kids. And I have been selling razor blades to all the little toddlers in the area outside. And not even selling, I've just been giving them out. I've got a van with no windows, and I drive around handing all the toddlers razor blades, endangering all the kids. Kids keep having to go to the hospital. And it becomes known, fairly known by a few people, hey man, Jesse's giving all the toddlers razor blades. And then our neighborhood decides, you know what? We need to do more to protect the kids in this neighborhood. Let's start a committee to protect kids. And the neighborhood puts me on that committee. Now, you could say that's mismanagement. I would say this. Talk about giving me cover for the fact I want to hurt kids. I've been harming kids in the neighborhood forever. Now, I can tell everyone, look how pro-kid I am. I'm on the Neighborhood Kid Protection Committee. John Cornyn is an evil piece of trash. James Lotte Lankford, Joni Ernst, these scumbags have made careers out of screwing us over every single chance they get, spending huge quantities of money. James Lankford tried to get amnesty through. John Cornyn passed a gun control bill with Democrats. And who's involved already publicly with DOGE? John Cornyn, Joni Ernst, James Lankford.
We're working on trying to separate the pile of government waste into two stacks. What can the executive branch do on their own just by declaring agencies need to be more efficient, changing the rules? What are the things that we got to have legislation for so that we know what's our job, we know what's their job, and we can take off on it? This is something I've literally worked on for 10 years, and it's good to be able to get the initiative going right now to be able to say, let's work on this. Honestly, this shouldn't be a partisan issue.
Right.
Everybody should work on government waste. Drag shows in Ecuador that the State Department paid for that grant to be able to do that. If Ecuador wants to do drag shows, that's up to them. But the American taxpayers shouldn't pay for that.
If DOGE cannot deliver on massive cuts, the only thing DOGE is going to deliver on
is giving cover to people like James Lankford, who will run again for Senate in Oklahoma, and he will use his work on DOGE, public comments, like I just said, to get himself reelected by very forgetful voters. The voters of Oklahoma should be full of white-hot anger for that ginger eunuch every single day, all day long, for trying to amnesty millions of illegals and keep the border open. Instead, because of DOGE, James Lankford will be all over every news station from now until the end of time talking about all the government waste he hates. And this is why I love Trump, and I'm involved with Elon, and we're going to cut this waste. John Cornyn is potentially facing a career-ending primary challenge in Texas in the year 2026. John Cornyn joined with Democrats to pass gun control legislation in one of the most pro-gun states in the union. John Cornyn should not have a prayer at re-election, but John Cornyn for the next 2 years is going to be able, man, I love this DOGE. I'm Senator Cornyn, and we're getting this waste out of government. Look at me and Elon. We're good buddies. Let's go, Elon. Let's cut some stuff. Look at me, conservative Cornyn. Joni Ernst, that witch from Iowa, has been bending over backwards to torpedo Pete Hegseth for God knows what reason. She is not on our side. She has never been on our side. And Joni Ernst is going to be on every radio show who doesn't know better and every TV show who doesn't know better from now until the end of time talking about her great work she's doing with DOGE. I agree with Elon. We just spend too much money. That's why I'm working hand in hand with Elon. We're going to get the waste out of government. If DOGE cannot deliver on massive spending cuts to this government, the only significant thing DOGE will accomplish is giving political cover to the very people who have destroyed us. That's a fact. That's a fact. It's an uncomfortable fact, but it's true. I'll finish this up because I want to go talk about history. I'm getting my blood pressure up thinking about this whole thing. We're going to do a couple more minutes on this, and then we are disappearing into the world of history, and I may not even come back. And if anyone has a problem with that, that's too bad, so sad. You can email. I won't care. Before we do that, though, let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. Let's take care of widows and orphans as we are commanded to do. The Christmas season is a wonderful time and can be a very, very hard time. If you have loss in your family, it can be brutal. As I've told you, it's going to be very hard for my family this year because my dad's gone now. I've never in my 43 years had a Christmas where I couldn't talk to my dad. Now I do. What's it like when dad didn't come home from Afghanistan? When dad put on a uniform in New York City one day to go be a cop and never came home. What's that like? Tunnel to Towers can't bring dad back, but they can help the families that are left behind, and they do. And they don't waste your money. They don't spend it on private jets. They spend it on the families. More than 95 cents of every dollar, and all they ask for is 11 bucks a month. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Don't forget, history's coming up 10 minutes from now. If you're addicted to the news of the day, you're on your own there. I'm tired of it. I want to go do some history. Let's do some lessons from history and have a good time doing that. Chris, why don't you like Motown music? I don't understand. Do you not like black music, Chris? Is that it? Are you a racist? Why don't everyone likes Motown? Man, you really don't like Smokey Robinson, dude? Do it. You've never listened to a Smokey Robinson song. I'm like, what? What do you listen to? The Jesse Kelly Show playlist? Well, you know what? I can't blame you there. Actually, I take that back. You knew exactly how to answer, Chris. You always know what to say. Back to our omnibus talk. Mike Johnson came out and said this.
This was the conservative play call. We don't normally like what's called a continuing resolution, a CR. But in this case, it makes sense because...
Let me stop right there. We don't normally like it. It's all we've ever gotten. We don't normally like it, But in this case, it makes sense.
Because if we push it into the first quarter of next year, then we have a Republican-controlled Congress and President Donald J. Trump back in the White House. We'll be able to have more say over the funding decisions for 2020.
Oh, man. I feel better. Don't you? Don't worry. Next time, we're going to get some real cuts. Not this time, of course. No. Not this time. But next time, guys, cuts are coming. I promise.
25. Now, that would have been an easier thing to do. But then we had circumstances outside of our control. We had these emergencies that are required. So we had, as you
know. Here we go. Now, this is, well, tell you what. It was Saturday or Sunday last weekend. Sunday last weekend. We were finally done with all our chores, and Ob says to me and the boys, I'd like to sit down and watch a family Christmas movie together. Now, I didn't want to sit down and watch a family Christmas movie, and the boys didn't want to sit down and watch a family Christmas movie. And you know what Ob said in that moment? Because she could see the looks on our faces. She looked around the house and she said, well, I guess I just decorated the whole house for Christmas for nothing. You know what that's called? One, that's brilliant. Two, that's called emotional blackmail. That's exactly what that is. That's emotional blackmail. Nobody wanted to see Ob sad, so we were like, no, we want to. What Mike Johnson's about to do right here, it's sick, it's evil, it's wrong, it's exactly what politicians do. It's called emotional blackmail. You're furious that the government is going to continue to fund censorship, that the government's going to fund vaccine mandates, that they're going to fund a massive raise for themselves. But don't you understand? It's about the hurricane victims.
No, a record hurricane season. We had Helene and Milton, and they just did massive destruction across our red states, frankly, in the southeast and the eastern side of the country. And then we've had farmers who are in jeopardy of permanently.
Not just the hurricane victims, the farmers. We can't let them down.
Going under. They've had three lost years in a row because of Bidenomics and inflation and other circumstances outside of their control. And so when you cobble those two things together, there's a desperate need for that aid. And that's what adds another $100+ billion to the bill. And that's why everybody's uncomfortable with it. I am too.
Desperate need. You don't want to take away desperate need, right? Are you going to deny watching a Christmas movie with her after she worked so hard on the decorations? It's a desperate need. Just set aside your wallet, the value of the dollar, the future of your children. There's a desperate need. The farmers. And then, of course, he wraps it up with this.
We have a massive deficit debt problem, of course, in this country. We can begin to address that and shrink the size and scope of government in January with Republican control. But we've got to bridge the gap to get there. And we cannot leave our small farms and ranchers and our people who are devastated by the hurricanes out in the meantime.
Look, we're going to totally start making these hard choices and cutting funding and doing all that stuff in a little while, just not right now. Notice he even went from farmers. It was only a minute. It was like a minute and a half long soundbite, and he even ramped it up during that minute and a half. At first, it was just the farmers. Then it was the small farmers. Maybe you thought it was these big, evil farmers. It's the small farmers. It's Herb out there with just a couple plows and just a couple ears of corn. And unless you destroy your child's future, Herb ain't gonna make it. Herb is dying for you. Help Herb out. I hate that emotional blackmail crap, and you can take that and shove it where the sun don't shine, Mike Johnson. It doesn't work on me. Not at all. I take that back. It works when Fred does it. He does this all the time. He'll just randomly, he's learned that if he sits and stares at you, he gets affection. So he'll just come, you'll just be sitting there, and he'll just sit and stare at you with those big sad eyes, and then you'll find yourself. That happens to me too. You're, oh, Fred, what's wrong, buddy? As if something would be wrong for the dog that's been treated like royalty his whole life. We give the stupid dog rough greens so he lives longer, for Pete's sake. I do love that Ruff Greens is going to make him live longer, because Ob is going to be a wreck when Fred dies. An absolute wreck. Ruff Greens will help your dog live longer. It's an all-natural nutritional supplement you sprinkle on your dog's food. Your dog's food is dead. There's no nutrition in it. It's just empty calories. You don't have to stop giving him that food. Just sprinkle Rough Greens on it. Your dog will have vitamins and minerals, probiotics, antioxidants. You won't have to go to the vet all the time. The vet is unbelievably expensive. You want a free Jumpstart trial bag? Maybe give your dog something for Christmas. A free bag of Rough Greens. Roughgreens.com/Jesse gets you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Or you can call them. 833-33-MY-DOG. Oh, yeah. I love this. Did you hear Dick Durbin getting into it with a reporter about his pay increase? Listen to how these people think.
Members are giving themselves a pay raise. Do you guys deserve a pay raise?
Well, that's news to me. It's good news. You know, what has it been, 10 years or 14 years of no COLA, no change at all? And I think it's about time something's done.
You support giving yourselves a pay raise.
It is. How would I not know about pay raise?
But people look at the performance of Congress and say, why should we give them more money?
What about the media? Think about that for a second.
And we're not paid by public money.
I know you're not, but I mean, half of your listeners are not there anymore. You're still getting the same paycheck? What's going on?
Well, I mean, your taxpayer money. I mean, you guys deserve a raise.
I got to be honest. I hate both of those people, so I thought that was a pretty hilarious exchange. I enjoyed it immensely. I'm also going to enjoy what we're about to do. I'll give you a few minutes to see if you can guess. You know, I'm not going to ask you to guess the exact historical story we're about to tell, but I give you just till we come back from the break to figure out the time period. See if you can guess within 50 years of the story we're about to tell. And this is the only thing I'll tell you. Here in America, the story we're about to tell is mostly going to take place in a different hemisphere from where we are. It's not going to take place in this century or the 20th century. The story is going to involve chopping off ears, battle, victory, controversy. Let's have a good time. We are walking away from the news, and I don't know if I'll return for the rest of the show. Time to do history. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.